taking a few moments to gather our bodies into nice, stable, comfortable postures for sitting. Making whatever adjustments you need for that. And feeling into the touch points, establishing a nice sense of being grounded. Approaching the practice with wise and compassionate intentions. Can we simply be here with things as they are, with friendliness, with an attitude of metta? And then connecting with breathing. Allow for some nice full breaths. And when you're ready, letting the breathing subside and be just as it is, yoking the mind heart with this felt sense of body sitting and being breathed, however you like to do that. Gathering awareness into the present moment, noticing as it wanders, perhaps with a mental note, and gently coming back again to feeling body and breathing. It's important when we do metta practice to establish a period of time with the focus on body in order to feel nicely grounded and resourced through body for the metta practice. So that we can keep embodiment alive throughout the practice. And now, as you feel ready, beginning to hold in mind some being that you would like to offer metta to. A being that feels really easy, there's warmth in the heart as you think of this being, or this being in a particular open-hearted situation. There's ease, there's friendliness that's just natural. Perhaps even a smile that spontaneously arises. Your heart mind feels naturally gladdened when you think of this situation or this being, human or otherwise. Doesn't have to be someone you know well, could be simply a lovely moment with a passerby on the street or a neighborhood dog. Allowing this being in your mind's eye to sit with you now in the center of your awareness. And feel into that felt sense of gladness associated with this imagining, remembering. And then as you feel ready, beginning to offer the metta phrases, keeping the body, along with the breathing perhaps, alive throughout, as a way to stabilize the attention, to ground it, to resource it in the present moment. So with this being or this situation in mind, may you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and kindness. May you live with ease and kindness. And so in the silence, practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing for this first being. And take another half minute for the phrases for this being. And notice how it sits with you, giving yourself soothing touch at any point, adjusting posture, softening it, connecting with breathing. Letting our experiences be just as they are, respecting the workings of the heart. And now inviting in another easy being, someone else. You think of them, the situation, and the heart just blossoms into goodwill easily. Friendliness is there, perhaps a sense of gratitude. And as you're ready,
question.
Offering the phrases again for this being. May you be safe and well, keeping the body, the breathing, nicely established throughout. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and kindness. Practicing in the silence, safe and well, peaceful, ease and kindness. Feeling free to add other beings in to these offerings. Beings that feel easy, the heart opens, perhaps a smile naturally shows up as you hold in mind yet other beings, or stay with the ones you've been working with the phrases. Coming back to body and breathing and the phrases as attention wanders. can take a few moments to finish off the phrases for these beings and check in with yourself how it's going, giving yourself soothing touch, whatever you need. And as you're ready, beginning now to offer metta to yourself, perhaps as you are now, or perhaps as you were as a young child, whatever feels easy. Perhaps you have a sense of yourself with one or a few of these beings you've been offering phrases to as a way to keep the heart warm towards yourself. I will present the phrases in the first person, I, but you may need to offer the phrases to yourself as if coming from a benevolent being, and so in the second person, you. Whatever feels easy and approachable, remembering we're practicing with inclining the heart in the direction of goodwill. So feeling body nicely grounded, connecting with breathing. And offering the first phrase for ourselves, perhaps with soothing touch. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. In the midst of things, safe and protected from inner and outer harm in the midst of things. Feeling body, feeling breathing. May I be well and healing in the midst of things. May I be well and healing in the midst of things. May I be peaceful within this body. May I be peaceful within this body. And may I rest with ease and kindness in this moment. May I rest with ease and kindness in this moment. And so in the silence, offering these phrases or ones of your choosing, for yourself, safe and protected, well and healing, peaceful in the body, ease and kindness. Feeling free to adjust the phrases, shorten them, perhaps reduce them down to an image, whatever evokes metta for self. For you. gently drawing attention back as it wanders, feeling body, breathing, connecting with the phrases. And take a few moments to wrap up the phrases for yourself and check in with yourself how it is all sitting with you. And appreciating that however the practice unfolds, whether with boredom and irritation, anxiety, anger, warming of the heart, happiness, ease, whatever it is, it's all the unfolding of the heart. It's all good practice. Really grounding in body and breathing to finish.